present All Gas and Gators. Episode 7, The Dean Goes Primitive. Starring Robertson Hare, William Mervyn, Derek Nimmo, and John Barron. It's Sunday morning, and in the choir of the ancient cathedral of St. Ogg's, the dean is preaching.
And so we see throughout the history of the primitive church, according not only to the testimony of Eusebius of Caesarea, and to some extent Socrates Scholasticus, but also from the writings of such popular authors as Hermias, Zosimus, Theodoret, not to mention Lactantius.
In the cushioned seclusion of his curtained throne, the bishop listens attentively.
Severus Callistus, Ephragius, all speed, and venerable bees. In all these authors, we find the same emphasis on simplicity. Ah, joyous simplicity. It was both the keynote and the watchword of the primitive church.
Archdeacon, Archdeacon.
What? What note?
To find that hearing aid help.
What hearing aid?
Well, that thing you've got stuck in your ear with a wire.
This? Oh, this isn't a hearing aid. Listen.
Oh, Moses.
It's my new transistor. My aunt gave it to me for my birthday.
Simplicity today. Alas, we find little evidence of it in this cathedral. Everywhere comfort, luxury, and opulence abound. We must renounce it. We must return to simplicity, the star, joyous.
Come on, Henry. I've just opened the front door. There. Do you smell that, Henry?
My word, yes.
Know what it is?
Your drains again?
Drains? Oh, really, Henry, can't you forget you're an archdeacon for 5 minutes? That's the smell of a most beautiful 12-pound salmon roasting. I caught it myself yesterday.
But Luke said that you'd gone to the House of Lords.
Ah, that's what he believes, but between ourselves, I decided to do something useful instead. By the way, where is Luke?
He was just behind us when we left the cathedral.
Oh, Henry, that reminds me. The sermon. Can you tell me what it was about?
Certain, Bishop. Sex before marriage. It was instructive. I learned a lot.
The dean preached on sex before marriage? I don't believe it.
Oh, not the dean. The Bishop of Kingston.
Henry, I may have failed to grasp the content of the sermon, but not the identity of the preacher. And it certainly wasn't the Bishop of Kingston.
Oh, it was St. Paul's. The reception was excellent. I heard every word on this.
What's that?
Oh, my new transistor. My aunt gave it to me for my birthday.
Your aunt gave you a thing like that?
Last year, she gave me a new hairbrush. I shall always be a boy to her. Care to listen?
No, thank you.
I expect it'll still be family favorites. Yes, the sun is shining in Montreal, but they're expecting a storm.
And they're not the only ones. What shall I do if he asks me what I thought of his sermon?
Oh, can't you get Newt to tell you?
Oh, I don't like to. You see, he's new to the church. Young, impressionable, easily shocked. After all, Henry, I am his first bishop. What would you have thought if you discovered your first bishop had gone to sleep in the sermon?
He usually did. Can't you ask him tactfully?
Yes, well, it looks as though I shall have to. Oh, come on, let's go and have lunch.
You mean now, this minute?
Yes, why? Is something wrong?
No, Bishop, no. It's just that I rather wanted to do something first.
Oh, yes, of course. How very thoughtless of me, Henry. Yes, I'm so sorry. You know where it is, don't you?
Yes, thank you, Bishop. Shan't be long.
No, not through here. Why are you going into the study?
To have a sherry, Bishop.
I thought you wanted a wash.
No, thank you, no. I'm quite clean. Cheers, Bishop.
Oh, really, Henry? Where are your manners?
Oh, Bishop, I am sorry. Do you want one?
No, thank you. I still find it possible to eat my midday meal without the aid of alcoholic stimulants. Ah, Newt! Ah. At last, where have you been?
Well, I'm so sorry, my lord, but I just have to congratulate the dean on his wonderful sermon.
Oh, did you? Good. Then you can tell me what it was about. I mean, I was unfortunately prevented by the thick curtains round my throne from hearing quite all that the dean said in his discourse this morning.
I know, my lord, you went to sleep.
But you can't see me from where you sit. How could you possibly know I was asleep?
Well, the dean told me.
The dean?
Yes, he said your mouth was hanging open.
Did he?
Yes, he also said...
I can guess what he also
said,
Newt.
Well, he took the attitude, my lord.
I do not want to know his attitude.
Well, I think you should know it, my lord.
Thank you, Newt, that the dean saw me as sufficiently serious. Henry, what are you laughing at?
Stop messing about. I don't know how they get away with it.
Really, Henry? Henry, will you kindly take that thing out of your ear?
Did you speak, Bishop?
Oh, never mind. You'll just have to tell me what the dean said over lunch, Newton. If I meet him, I'll brazen it out. Come on, let's go and discuss this salmon.
Oh, yes, of course, it's the salmon, isn't it? Do you know, Archdeacon, on his way back from the House of Lords yesterday, the bishop met this nice man on the train who gave him the most lovely salmon, didn't you, my lord?
Oh, never mind about all that. Just let's go and eat it.
Now?
What do you mean, now? Of course I mean now.
Well, I rather want to do something first.
Oh, not you too.
But I'm so sorry, my lord.
I must tell you quite frankly, Newt, I don't expect this sort of thing from my chaplain. It's one thing for the archdeacon at his age.
But my lord,
it's most self-indulgent. And it'll hold up lunch.
Well, I'm sorry if it's inconvenient.
It is most.
Well, I'm afraid I must insist, my lord.
If you must, you must, I suppose. But I can tell you, Newt, that this is not the path to ecclesiastical preferment.
Well, I never imagined it was, my lord.
Where are you going?
To the bathroom, of course.
I thought he wanted a drink.
A drink? Oh, thank you, Bishop.
Henry. Who could that be? Fancy calling at lunchtime.
Oh, don't worry, Bishop. I'll get rid of them.
Henry, do you think you should open the front door with a decanter of sherry in your hand?
Oh, no, no, Bishop, no. You're right. If they see this, they'll never go.
Let me see. I think I'll just have a small one. Why not? Oh.
Bishop.
It's only medicinal. I beg your pardon. What's the matter, Henry? Who is it?
The dean, Bishop.
Are you sure?
Yes, I saw his knees through the letterbox.
Henry, what am I going to do? He knows I slept through his sermon.
Don't let him in.
Henry, what are you suggesting?
Keep quiet and he'll think you're not at home.
My dear Henry, are you seriously suggesting that I, your bishop, should practice a miserable, petty deception like that? Where shall we hide? Let's go into the hall and have a look. What's that noise?
A Newt coming downstairs.
Oh, listen to him, the great flat-footed chaplain. Let's hope the dean doesn't hear. Newt!
Coming, my lord, coming.
Newt, will you please?
All right, my lord.
Newt, yes. For goodness sake.
Well, I'm going as fast as I can, my lord. Oh, dean, do come in.
Oh.
My lord, it's the dean.
Oh, what a surprise. Thank you, Newt.
I had begun to think that you were not at home, my lord.
Oh, really? Why was that?
I've been ringing the bell for several minutes.
Oh, it's out of order, I expect. Isn't it, Bishop?
Oh, yes, Henry, yes, of course. I'm afraid it's not working, Dean.
Oh, but it is, my lord. I heard it clearly upstairs.
Thank you, Newt, again.
Oh, that's all right, my lord.
I wish to speak to you, my lord. I trust I'm not interrupting anything important.
No, well, Dean, since you mention it, we were just about to have lunch.
Good. Nothing important. I'll go into your study.
Henry, go in and talk to him.
Me? Talk to the Dean? Alone? Well, what shall I say?
Remember Job, chapter 34, verse 33. Speak what thou knowest.
I'll try, Bishop. But when I'm with the Dean, I never seem to knowest anything.
Quick, Newt, quick. What was the sermon about?
But he knows you went to sleep, my lord.
Nevertheless, please tell me what the sermon was about.
Well, mayn't I tell you what he said about you being asleep?
If you don't tell me what the sermon was about, he'll do that himself. Quick, what did he say in his sermon?
Well, I shall have to think.
Dean.
Yes, Archdeacon?
Did you know the sun is shining in Montreal?
Indeed.
Yes. Mark you, they're expecting a storm.
Well, what is it?
At last, my lord.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Dean, but I just had to have a word with my chaplain on a very pressing matter. However, I am now able to tell you how much I enjoyed your sermon on the primitive church. I listened avidly.
You surprised me, my lord. I thought you were asleep.
Ah, I wondered if you'd think that. Appearances are so deceptive. No, Dean, I merely lowered my eyelids as an aid to concentration.
I told your chaplain that in your position, I too might have gone to sleep.
Try asking me a few questions and you'll... What? What was that? Newt, why didn't you tell me this?
Well, I tried to, my lord, but you said you only wanted to know about the sermon so that you could pretend that you'd heard...
Newt, yes, yes. I don't want to go into all that. Now, my dear Dean, you know you overwhelm me. In all my years toiling in the vineyard, never have I met a finer example of true Christian humility.
Humility? I don't understand.
Well, to admit that if you had to listen to yourself preaching, even you would have gone to sleep.
I said nothing at the time, my lord.
Yes, did I hurt you?
I've said, my lord, that were I in your position, your physical position, lolling amongst silken cushions on a throne more suited to an Eastern potentate than an Anglican divine, I too might have found it difficult to keep awake.
Oh, I see. Well, Dean, that's all very interesting, but if you've nothing else to say, we were just on our way into lunch.
Yes, so, I have brought this to show you, my lord.
Oh, what is it?
My wife's freehand drawing of the cathedral interior.
Oh, really, really? Well. Henry, what do you think of that?
She's certainly got her free hand.
Where are all the chairs?
They have been removed.
Removed? Then what does the congregation sit on?
The congregation stands.
But where are the carpets? The memorial packs? What's happened to the painting of old Bishop Hawkins?
All gone. It's part of my plan to return to the stark, joyous simplicity of the primitive church.
Oh, doesn't it look nice, my lord?
Nice? It looks as though we've had the bailiffs in. And when, may I ask, you propose to perpetrate this desecration?
Unfortunately, it will take several years to clear away all the accumulated rubbish.
Oh, well, that's some comfort, I suppose.
But stage one will be executed tomorrow morning.
Stage one?
The removal of the screen behind the altar.
Now you've gone too far. The screen behind the altar? That screen was put there for a purpose.
Indeed, my lord. What purpose?
What purpose? Well, I don't know. But there must have been a purpose. It was probably put there to cover up something. What's behind it?
A stone.
A stone?
Hewn from the living rock. See, here, my wife has depicted it in the drawing.
That looks like a tea chest.
It is the stone on which your great predecessor, my lord, the blessed Bishop Og, sat when the cathedral was first built.
He sat on a bare stone?
Yes.
Without even a cushion?
Certainly.
Poor man. You think they could have found him something better to sit on than that?
No doubt he found it good for his concentration, my lord.
Yes, I can think of something it can't have been too good for. It must have been extremely uncomfortable.
Comfort was not then the desideratum it has unhappily become today.
Oh, possibly not. However, Dean, I still think that you are making a mistake to move that screen.
As dean of the cathedral, I am
that you are within your rights. I wouldn't dream of interfering.
I'm glad to hear that, my lord.
And now, if you'll excuse us, we really are rather late for lunch. It's salmon, you know, how easily it's spoilt by overcooking.
Salmon? No, my lord. At the deanery, Mrs. Pugh Critchley and I are not familiar with such choice viands.
Oh, we didn't buy it, Dean. No, the bishop was given it by this nice man.
No, on the train. Will you please show the dean out?
Oh, of course, my lord. Will you come this way, Dean?
Oh, by the way, my lord.
Oh, what is it now?
I should perhaps have added that when the altar screen is removed tomorrow morning, I have ordered the curtains and cushions to be removed from your throne at the same time.
You what? You can't do that.
On the contrary, my lord, as you have just remarked, I am within my rights. Good morning to you, my lord.
Oh, isn't that a good idea, my lord? It will help you to keep awake, won't it?
No!
But just a moment, lord, I must go and show the dean out.
Really? This is really too much. I shall fight this, Henry. I shall take this to the very top. I tell you, Henry! Oh, really, Henry, did you hear what the dean said?
No, I heard what Kenneth Williams just said.
Oh. Henry, would you get that pair of scissors for me from the desk?
Oh, of course, Bishop. Anything to be useful. May one ask what you want them for?
You may. This.
But Bishop, you cut my wire.
Yes, Henry, I know I have. You're coming with me.
Where to? The dining room?
No, Henry, the library. We're going to conduct a thorough examination of the cathedral records.
That doesn't sound much fun.
It may not be fun, Henry, but it's our only hope. We must find out why that screen was put up in the first place. We've got to keep the dean's hands off my soft furnishings. Don't waste time sighing, Newt.
Well, mayn't I have a little rest, my lord? I've been reading solidly for 9 hours. It's 11 o'clock.
Newt, we have got to stop the dean taking down that screen. Henry!
What's that, Bishop?
I was just saying... Henry, you've been reading that same book for hours.
Have I?
What is it?
Just a book.
Let me see. Pagan fertility rites.
It just happened to catch my eye.
Oh, really? Well, we're here to search the cathedral records.
But they're so boring.
Nonsense, Henry. They're very interesting.
Anyway, that's the last, my lord. There's nothing in any of them.
Ah, that's that, then. Good night, Bishop.
That is not that, Henry. The answer may lie in one of these books.
But we've looked through them, my lord.
Not all of them. What about those up there on the top of the bookcase?
Those, oh. Oh, aren't they rather high?
Oh, I see. It's the Anglo-Catholic shelf, is it?
I mean, they're out of reach, my lord.
Out of reach? Nonsense. Get that ladder.
Oh, of course, sir.
Here you are, my lord.
Ah, thank you, Newt. Now, just stand it against the bookcase, will you?
Righty-ho, here we are.
Thank you, Newt.
Well, ready when you are, my lord.
Right, Newt, when you're ready.
Righty-ho, my lord.
When you like, Newt.
As you please, my lord.
Oh, come on, man. Get up the ladder.
What, me?
Well, you surely don't expect me to go up there, do you?
Well, no, I suppose not.
Well, then.
Well, no, I couldn't, my lord. No. Don't ask me, my lord. I haven't got a head for heights.
Oh, don't be. We'll hold the bottom, won't we, Henry?
Did you speak?
Can't you put that book down?
No, Bishop, I might lose the place.
Oh. I don't know what's got into you today.
Sorry, Bishop. It's just that I've always wondered what unmentionable practices were.
Oh, really, Henry? Come and hold this ladder.
Right-ho, Bishop.
Now, up you go, Newt.
Oh, dear, must I?
Of course.
Oh, righty here, my lord. I don't think I can go any higher.
But you're only on the first rung.
Oh, is that all? Well, righty-ho, then. Up we go. Oh, dear, I'm not enjoying this.
Look, Newt, it's no good going up one rung at a time. That would frighten anyone, wouldn't it, Henry?
Definitely.
Just run up and you'll be there before you know what's happened.
Well, are you sure?
Yes, of course I am. I'll count up to three, and on three, up you go. Well, right?
Yes, if you say so, my lord.
Splendid. One, two, three. There! What did I tell you? You're up there.
Yes, so I am. Oh, goodness, isn't it the most...
Why have you come down again?
Well, I look at the ground, my lord, and it seems so far away.
Well, don't look at it. Now, back you go.
Oh, no, don't make me, my lord, please.
Newt. Do as your bishop tells you.
Of course, my lord, if you put it like that.
Fire, man,
no,
fire.
I can't, my lord,
of course you can.
Well, don't shake the ladder, please. Don't shake the ladder, my lord.
Then go on up, as I tell you.
Very well, my lord, very well, yes.
At last. Now, don't look down and you'll be all right.
Right away, my lord, yes.
What can you see?
Well, I'm not sure, really, but I think it's Bishop Potter's remains.
Impossible. They buried him in the crypt. I was there.
Not his physical remains, Archdeacon, his literary remains.
Well, what else is up there?
Now let me see. Calish on Leviticus, Cutworth on the intellectual system, and Bishop Bonner on... Oh, dear, I've got this. Well, I couldn't see what that one was on.
My head, Luke.
I'm so sorry, my lord. Here. Oh, I see. Oh, look here. Here's Canon Hackett's History of St. Ogg.
Good. See if there's anything in it.
All righty, I'll come down.
There's no need for that.
You mean, look at it up here?
Well, of course.
Oh, you will hold the ladder,
Well, of course we will. Hey, Henry. You're not still reading that book, are you?
It's very interesting, Bishop.
Ah, so it seems.
There's a lot about St. Ogg's in it. Did you know that the cathedral was built on the site of a pagan temple?
Well, of course, Henry. Most cathedrals were. Have you found anything, Newt?
No, not yet, my lord.
Look, there's a picture of the pagans.
Where? Oh, Henry. What are they doing?
I'm not sure, Bishop. I think it's an unmentionable... practice.
Good gracious.
Rather different from confirmation, eh?
It certainly is, Henry. And what's more, they appear to be doing it on the altar.
An altar? Well, it looks like a tea chest.
A tea chest. Wait a minute. Look, it says the ceremony is being performed on the stone altar that was hewn from the living rock. This altar was later incorporated in the building of St. Ogg's Cathedral, where it was used not as an altar, but as the bishop's seat to prevent the congregation from remembering its lurid past. Henry, I have an idea.
What's that, Bishop?
That is what we've been looking for. We must see the dean at once.
What now? He'll be asleep.
Oh, don't worry, this'll wake him up. Come on.
Well, now, doesn't he be much here, my lord? Can I come down the ladder now? My lord? Oh, my lord! Oh, no, don't leave me here alone! How am I going to get down? Oh, help! Help! Help!
And so, Dean, in the light of this information, I feel sure you will agree the altar screen must have been erected to hide this stone from the congregation and prevent them thinking about its lurid past.
And all those unmentionable practices.
Precisely. And so to remove it would be most unwise. As unwise as it would be to tamper with anything else, like curtains and cushions, for example.
My lord, am I to understand that you have roused me from my slumbers in order merely to communicate this balderdash?
Balderdash?
It is past credence.
Well, surely you admit the screen was put there for some purpose.
My lord, I am extremely tired. I should be grateful if I might be permitted to return to bed.
No, I'm very sorry, Dean, but as the spiritual head of this diocese, I must insist on your guarantee that you will not expose our people to the contaminating sight of this pagan stone.
Do I understand, my lord, that your objection to my moving the screen is based solely on your wish that this stone should not be revealed, and that were I to find an alternative method of concealing it, you would be satisfied?
Yes, I suppose so.
Ah, then I am pleased to tell you I see a solution.
Oh, you do?
Mm-hmm.
May we have a peep?
All in good time, Archdeacon. You will see when next you attend service in the cathedral. Good night, gentlemen. And so, as we move step by step nearer to the simplicity of the primitive church, we are reminded of the testimony of those early authors, Eusebius of Caesarea, Socrates, Scholasticus.
Archdeacon. Yes, Newt.
The writings of Hermias.
How do you think it looks without the screen?
Not to mention.
Certainly opened it up, hasn't it?
Yes. I'm freezing.
Set my eyes. Do you think it's more like the primitive church?
The other is
primitive, all right.
Not Archdeacon. The path back.
Archdeacon.
Yes, to this simplicity. Yes, has been
doesn't the bishop look splendid sitting probably up there on the stone?
He may look it, but I shouldn't think he feels it.
No. He must be dreadfully hard. Still, there's one good thing.
What's that?
I don't think there's much danger of him falling asleep.
Satisfactory to all parties. And in keeping with the simplicity of the primitive church.
Excuse me, can I help you?
Oh, thank you, nurse. Yes, we've called to see a patient.
I'm sorry, but this isn't visiting time.
Matron said it would be all right.
Yes, you see, the bishop hasn't been allowed visitors until today.
Oh, well, in that case, he's in here. Some visitors for you, my lord.
Oh, thank you, nurse. Oh, Henry, Newt, come in.
We've brought you some grapes, my lord.
And I thought you might like to borrow my transistor, Bishop. I've had the wire mended.
Oh, Henry, that really is generous.
Oh, not at all, not at all. You're bound to be out before I need it next Sunday.
How is your neck, my lord?
Well, it's still very painful, Duke.
Ah.
Can you turn your head yet?
Not properly, Henry. But it's getting easier. The doctor says it's the second most severe case he's ever seen.
Well, I'm so sorry, my lord.
Thank you, Doctor.
So am I, Bishop.
Thank you, Henry.
My lord?
Yes, Luke.
Well, my lord, the Archdeacon, well, that is to say, we've been wondering, haven't we, Archdeacon?
Definitely.
Oh, what about?
Well, my lord, we don't quite see how sitting on that stone...
Bare stone?
Bare stone, yes. Could affect you in quite this,
area.
Yes, area. Yes. Yes.
Oh, well, this has nothing to do with sitting on a stone.
Isn't it?
No. What I've got is a severe spasm of the neck muscles caused by a howling draft that blows across from the Lady Chapel.
Because the dean took the screen down.
Yes, I always said that screen was put there for a purpose.
Oh, then you'll be glad to hear the news, my lord, eh, Archdeacon?
My word, yes.
Will you tell him?
Rather, nobody's seen the dean since Sunday.
No, not that, Archdeacon. I mean, about the screen.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. He's put it back.
Yes, my lord, and all your cushions and curtains, my lord, so you'll be able to go to sleep.
I know. The dean told me.
The dean? But nobody's seen him.
The dean and I have been working together on the problem. And I'm glad to say that he's come round to my way of thinking.
It must be seeing you like this, my lord. Your case has softened his heart.
I think he's been more affected by the other case, Newt.
What other case?
Oh, God, you mean someone else has got a spasm in the neck muscles?
Yes. The doctor says it's the most severe case that he's ever seen.
Who is it, my lord? Oh, not poor old Mr. Paddy Jones, the organist.
Not Mr. Yes. Paddy Jones, Newt. The poor dean.
The dean? The dean, is he? Is he here as well? Bishop?
In the next room, Henry, and likely to be there for some time, I'm afraid.
Well, I don't understand, my lord. I mean, how could the dean be affected by the draught from the Lady Chapel?
He wasn't. It seems he was affected by the northeast wind blowing from the cloisters. It seems the curtain round my throne were put there especially to protect the pulpit from it. He's talking about draft excluders, fitted carpets, and when I spoke to him this morning, he even suggested double glazing the east window. I think we can say that we've heard the last of his plan to return to the primitive church.